I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Military officials in Myanmar continue targeting their own civilians through shootings and even airstrikes. Amid the chaos, many people have fled the country east to Bangladesh or west to India. Brian Dennett of AMG International says AMG partners in Bangladesh and India have already seen evidence of this refugee wave.
We absolutely do, and are also working already on ways to try and help with that situation. The violence and the desperation that this has caused is definitely causing people to flee.
Myanmar's people were already struggling before the coup. That's why AMG is getting food and supplies to those who need it. If you'd like to help, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Please pray many in Myanmar would see the kindness and care of God's people and be drawn to Christ. And over 700 languages are spoken throughout the islands of Indonesia. Now Wycliffe Associates plans to translate the Bible into 30 of these languages. Interim President Tim New talks about the scale of the work to be done.
If you can visualize the nation of Indonesia, and if you were to like overlay it on the map of the continental U.S., as far as the east to the west, the Indonesian islands would stretch beyond the borders of the U.S. So there's quite a opportunity, if you will.
Wycliffe works with local Christians, enabling them to do the translation themselves. But in many islands, Christians must conduct this work with secrecy. They risk being forced out of their homes and workplaces. Some risk losing their lives. And even without persecution, most partners live in remote areas, and Wycliffe Associates needs help reaching them with necessary equipment. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. A service of One Way Ministries. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.